I am saying that I would urge parents at this point in time to opt out of testing.
Wow. Why?
Why? Because they're not valid indicators of student progress.
McGee noted there are approximately 250,000 students statewide that have opted out of state testing. But outraged with the union leader's comments is Western New York's outgoing Regents Board member, Bob Bennett.
I think it's very irresponsible for an official like that to say that. It's very misguided, and it's using children to advance a political cause, which is entirely the wrong approach.
Bennett notes testing is part of a federal requirement tied to funding. He doesn't believe opting out accomplishes anything for a student.
So I don't know what in the world will be accomplished if a child opts out of a test. I'm just extremely shocked and disappointed that a leader like that would do such a bad thing.
McGee was also asked about the Kenmore-Tonawanda School Board's vote to consider a possible boycott of state testing and the warning the Kenton District received from the state education departments.
And I think they should look at the policies that they've put in place to ensure they're doing the right things by all our students first before they go after punitive attacks on threats to school districts.
Our legal department doesn't make mistakes. Believe me, they have the authority.
And Bennett tells WBFO News Kenton could immediately lose Title I money if a boycott is approved. A final Kenton board vote will be held April 8th. Now, Bennett, by the way, is conducting his final day today as a Regents member. He has been replaced by new board member Catherine Fisher Collins of Buffalo. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.